You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Today we shall consider Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 10. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will, in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. This is Paul explaining to the church in Colossians how he prayed for them. And you know, when you meet people who truly met Jesus Christ, their prayer is different. You could see the prayer. You know, as I studied the prayer life of Paul, I'm just wondering, it's completely different from the kind of prayer that I grew up to hear from our preachers today. Oh, your enemies will not see tomorrow. You will begin to eat and eat. I'm wondering, what kind of prayer is this? Look at the level of wickedness in our society today. Take my country, for example, Nigeria. Did you know how Christians are being killed? You know, it's like we are not conscious of what is going on until it hit us. In the state where I am, you may never have heard that that state has problem. But did you know that the people of a faith, they were just few kilometers away, killing people in the state I am, Kwara State. And it took the intervention of the army. And then in some other part, believers are being killed. True life stories. And yet, where we will gather, and all we are praying about is visa. All we are praying about is food, money. We are doing miracle money in a country where our brethren are being slaughtered for their faith. We are doing miracle money and people are being killed. Is it until it comes upon us before we have sense? But look at the prayer of Paul. Look at the way he prayed. He said, I do not cease to pray for you. What are their petitions? And to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will. Look at prayer. That you might be filled with the knowledge of his will. I pray God will give you pastors that will pray like this for you. The knowledge of his will. The greatest treasure on the face of the earth is the will of God. You see, you are not bothered about the will of God. You are bothered about traveling out. So you will now go out now. You will now travel to UK now. You begin to have problem there. Then you begin to look for one man of God. I know somebody against God's will who traveled to the United States. Now, facing problem in the United States, she heard that one man of God is coming from Nigeria. Oh, she wants to now go and look for money by all means to go and join that man in the state he's coming to in the United States so that that man can solve the problem he's having in the U.S. See, these are people who live complicated lives. And then you'll be looking for somebody to come and solve all that problem for you. When what you should have asked yourself in the first place is, Lord, what is your will for my life? What do you want to do with my life? Where do you want me to go? People will just make decisions on their own and then run into problem. And then they will now be looking for a quick fix solution. He prayed for the church. He said that you will be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Hey! In all wisdom and spiritual understanding, you will know the will of God. I'm telling you, this prayer, as I look at it, it just looks sufficient for me. He said, and that ye might walk worthy of the Lord. Can you imagine? Walking worthy of the Lord. Because of all that he has done for you, the way you walk, is it worthy of the Lord? Do you know it matters how you walk, how you run this Christian race? Some of you are walking in a manner that is not worthy of the Lord. When we look at your life, we can't say this person has identified with Christ. You know, as I counsel people, it's always amazed me that somebody will tell me, and this person is wicked, he does this, he does that, he does all of these wicked things. And I'll say, is this person born again? Of course, I know the person is not born again. I'm just asking to check if the person knows what it means to be born again. Say, sir, he loves God. Sir, she loves God. I said, where is the love of God? How can somebody be this wicked and you say he loves God? Somebody cannot love you that he sees, but you believe the person loves God that he does not see. He says spiritual wisdom, walking worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. May your life be pleasing unto Christ. I'm telling you. You know, you are so concerned about money, houses, cars, and so on. But I tell you the truth. What is most important is for your life to be pleasing unto God. He said, being fruitful in every good work. Being fruitful in every good work. Whatever you lay your hands upon shall prosper. Every good work, you will be fruitful and increase in the knowledge of God. You know, if there's anything you should do today, I think it is to pray this prayer. It says, increasing in the knowledge of God. These are men of God. When did you hear any preacher pray that you will increase in the knowledge of God? No. In fact, if you increase in the knowledge of God, you know what will happen? You will become their preacher. You will be the one that will start preaching to them. This is what happened to me some years ago. As I began to read the Bible as a young believer, I was shocked that those we thought were Christians for years, suddenly I was like, so these people didn't really know the Lord. You see, when you get to know the Lord, when you begin to know him, and you know it's a journey. It's a journey. Knowing Christ is a journey. We will continue to journey on that journey. But when you begin to know him, you will realize that the people you have placed on high pedestal, you will discover that they are on the ground floor. They are on the ground floor. Some of them have not even started moving towards the elevator. That is what will happen to you. He said, increasing in the knowledge of God. Just imagine if every single day of your life, you are increasing in the knowledge of God. When you go to bed, did it ever bother you that today, 24 hours, you have not known any new thing about God? Does that thing bother you? But what bothers you is that, oh, you need money, this problem in the office, this, that, and this, and that, this, and that. Let me tell you, what should bother you is the knowledge of God. This is prayer. And I think we should just pray this prayer today. So I want to encourage you, pray this prayer for yourself. This is a prayer that is according to God's will. May the Lord give you understanding. You can please reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.